Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
Oh, baby, what's happened to you? All pent up in the penthouse, cocktails all ready to shake. The dinner's untasted, the evening's been wasted. Is this your idea of a break, huh? I keep phoning your apartment, keep on getting no reply. How long must I wait while you celebrate with some other lucky guy? All pent up in a penthouse, by midnight if you don't arrive, I'll rush to the window and I'll throw the table, the dinner, the cocktails, the orchids, and maybe myself, right down to the sidewalk and turn left on Riverside Drive. Send me on out there, yes, yes. Your phone ringing, baby. That's the light tickle. Yeah. Come on with it. Yes, yes. How's your beauty need to do the down on Riverside Drive? Yeah.
And opening this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before is a small group led by pianist Fats Waller. Fats and his friends joined us from 1938 in a recording that they made actually in the UK on the 21st of August that year in the Abbey Road studios of EMI. Fats and his Continental Rhythm was the name of the group, and what a fantastic group it was. Fats, of course, one of the great stride pianists of his day. Wonderful entertainer as well. Fats and his friends brought us a song written by Thomas Connor and Clarence Williams called Pent Up in a Penthouse. He and his friends start off this morning's show, and we've got a number of smaller groups for you this morning. Big bands, I believe, and some nice singers along the way. And that's what we're going to hear next in a recording from 1941 made by a group led by pianist Teddy Wilson. And this was a fairly rare session in that year. It was actually September the 16th, 1941. Teddy got together with his friends and a young singer called Lena Horne, who was just starting out on her career at this point. And she joined Teddy and his group for this session. They recorded three songs that day. They're beautiful recordings. Great music and a lovely singer. The song is written by Johnny Green and Edward Heyman and is called Out of Nowhere. Teddy and his sextet, Emmett Berry on trumpet, Benny Morton on trombone, Jimmy Hamilton on clarinet, Teddy on piano, Johnny Williams on bass, and J.C. Hurd on drums. And of course, as I said, the words are brought to us by Lena Horne. And then to 1956, to another small group, this time led by trumpeter Chet Baker, one of the great ones, with that beautiful mellow sound and fantastic style. He also used to sing from time to time, and I believe we're hearing both his trumpet and his voice on this one, from 1946. It's Always You was written by James Van Heusen and Johnny Burke. Chet is joined by his quartet, Russ Freeman on piano, Jimmy Bond on bass, and Peter Littman on drums. The song, as I mentioned, It's Always You. And then we'll go back to 1937, to Mildred Bailey. Now, she was recording for the Brunswick label at this time, or perhaps, as it later became known, the Columbia label. And she's accompanied on this one, as she was so often, by a wonderful group of musicians, and frequently groups led by her husband, Red Norvo. Now, Red, of course, was a great musician, played vibraphone, xylophone, and piano, also led, as we will hear, a wonderful swing orchestra. And that's what we'll hear this morning. The arrangement of the song is by Eddie Sota, and it's called A Thousand Dreams of You, written by Louis Alter and Paul Francis Webster. And we'll start with Teddy Wilson and Lena Horne, Out of Nowhere. Oh.
its early twilight. I watch till the star breaks through. Funny, it's not a star I see. It's always you. Whenever I roam through roses, and lately I often do. Funny, it's not a rose I touch. It's always you. If a breeze caresses me, it's really you strolling by. If I hear a melody, it's merely the way you sigh. Wherever you are, you're near me. You dare me to be funny. Each time I fall in love, it's always you. It's really you strolling by. If I hear a melody, it's merely the way you sigh. Wherever you are, you're near me. You dare me to be untrue. Funny, each time I fall in love, it's always you.
Together.
just heard the wonderful swing style of Mildred Bailey and her husband Red Norvo and his orchestra from 1937, A Thousand Dreams of You. Before that, we heard the gorgeous trumpet of Chet Baker from 1956, It's Always You. And we started off with Teddy Wilson from 1941 with Lena Horne, Out of Nowhere.
Proudly listener-supported since 1991. This is CHUO 89.1 FM. Independent radio for Ottawa-Gatineau.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, and this morning we are listening to songs in recordings from the 1920s through to the 1960s. Ah, the days gone by. And we've got lots of wonderful musicians and singers for you today. We're going to go now to 1957 and Anita O'Day. What a lovely style and voice she had. Wonderful jazz singer. And she made a number of recordings at this time for the Verve label. And also within that set of recordings, several with pianist Oscar Peterson and his trio. And that's what we're going to hear this morning. Anita and Oscar and friends will bring us the song Taking a Chance on Love, which was written by Vernon Duke and John Latouche. Then we're going to go back 20 years to a group led by Adrian Rollini, very versatile musician. He played the vibraphones and he also played the bass sax. And this morning we're going to hear him with the vibraphone and a small group, which includes trumpeter Jonah Jones and Sid Stoneburn on clarinet. The song that they'll bring us is called Old Fashioned Love, and it was written by pianist James P. Johnson along with Cecil Mack. And that'll be from 1937. And then forward to 1944 to a Cole Porter number, and a particular favorite of mine. And the number is called Every Time We Say Goodbye. Cole wrote it for the musical Seven Lively Arts that came out in that year, 1944. And the song is brought to us by Benny Goodman on clarinet, Teddy Wilson on piano, Red Norvo on vibraphone, and we'll also hear Peggy Mann will bring us the words from this delightful song, Every Time We Say Goodbye. And we're going to start with Anita O'Day and the Oscar Peterson Trio, Taking a Chance on Love.
I hear those trumpets blow again, all aglow again, taking a chance on love. Here I slide again, about to take that ride again, starry-eyed again, taking a chance on love. I thought the cards were a frame-up, I never would try. But now I'm taking the game up, and the ace of hearts is high. Things are mending now, I see a rainbow blending now. We'll have a happy ending now, taking a chance on love. Taking a chance on love. Dee-ba-doo-dee-ba-ba-doo-dee-doo. Taking a chance on love. I never dreamed in my slumbers, and bets were taboo. But now I'm playing the numbers on a little dream for two. do 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 do, taking a chance on love, taking a chance, one chance, taking a chance on love.
Thank you.
be in the know, think so little of me, they allow you to go. When you're near, there's such an air can hear a lark somewhere begin to sing about it. There's no love song finer, but how strange the change from major to minor. Every time we say
just heard a beautiful rendition of the lovely Cole Porter song, Every Time We Say Goodbye, brought to us by the Benny Goodman and his quintet, and vocalist Peggy Mann. Before Benny and his friends, we heard from Adrian Rollini, from 1937, Old Fashioned Love. And we started out with Anita O'Day, the Oscar Peterson Trio, from 1957, Taking a Chance on Love. And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before. We're coming to you on CHUO 89.1 FM at the University of Ottawa. This morning we're listening to recordings made from the 1930s through to the early 1960s. Some wonderful musicians and some lovely singers too. And I think we've got a big band or two in the lineup yet to come. Well, for our next number, we're going to go across to Britain, to 1943, to a young singer who was starting out there. And she ended up going over to the US after the war and had a wonderful career there. But we'll hear her from, she's still in Britain, it's Beryl Davis is who I'm talking about. Her father was Harry Davis, he was a band leader, and Beryl actually started out singing for Dad's orchestra. She went on and sang with some of the great names around at the time, and we will hear her with legendary jazz violinist Stefan Grappelli. And he is appearing with his quintet and the piano of George Shearing, another British individual who was starting out his wonderful jazz career in Britain at the time. And he also went on to have the main part of his career in the U.S., They're going to bring us a number I know you've heard before. It's called Star Eyes, and it was written by Don Ray and Jean DePaul. And then to 1940, and the big band led by Artie Shaw. Now, this is a fairly lengthy recording. It's about twice as long as we normally play in terms of recordings. It's about 6 minutes, but it's of the traditional number, the St. James Infirmary Blues. It was written by Joe Primrose, based on the traditional song. Was recorded by many different artists. This, I think, is the only one that I've heard recorded by an orchestra. And I think you'll agree that Artie does a very interesting and fine job of it. The vocal is brought to us by band member Hot Lips Page, who no doubt is also playing the trumpet on this one. And that was recorded in 1940. And then ahead to 1959 to singer Peggy Lee. Very, very popular and well-respected jazz singer. She's joined on this particular number by the Nelson Riddle Orchestra, and they'll bring us the song Ain't We Got Fun, written by Richard Whiting, Gus Kahn, and Raymond Egan. And that will be Peggy Lee. And we'll start with Beryl Davis from 1943 with the Hot Club of France, Star Eyes.
Star eyes, that to me is what your eyes are, soft as stars in April skies are. Tell me flashing eyes in which my hopes rise. Let me show you where my heart lies. Let me prove that it adores the loveliness of yours. All my life I've felt content to stargaze at the skies. Now I only want to melt the stardust in your eyes. Star eyes, when if ever will my lips know if it's me for whom those eyes glow? Makes no difference where you are, your eyes still hold my wishing star. Oh, star eyes, how lovely they
table, so cold, so sweet, so fair. Let her go, let her go, God bless her. Wherever she may be, she can look this wide world over. She'll never find another sweet man like me. Though she treated me mean and low down, somehow I didn't care. Well, the Lord knows she was a good girl, and I'll see her again up there. Now, when I die, I want you to marry me and Edmund Clapsy. A box-back suit and a Stetson hat. Put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain, so the boys will know I died standing pat.
Every morning, every evening, ain't we got fun? Not much money, oh, but honey, ain't we got fun? The rent's unpaid, dear. We haven't a car. But anyway, dear, we'll stay as we are. Even if we owe the grocer, though we have fun. Tax collectors getting closer, still we have fun. There's nothing surer. The rich get rich and the poor get poorer. In the meantime, in between time, ain't we got fun? Don't we have fun? Still we have fun. Even if we owe the grocers, don't we have fun? Tax collectors getting closer. What fun. There's nothing surer. The rich get rich and the poor get poorer. In the meantime, in between time, don't we have fun?
It's not far.
You've just been listening to Peggy Lee with the Nelson Riddle Orchestra from 1959, Ain't We Got Fun. Before Peggy, we heard from Artie Shaw and his orchestra, the jazz classic St. James Infirmary Blues, with the words brought to us by Hot Lips Page. And we started out with Beryl Davis and the Hot Club of France with George Shearing, Star Eyes from 1943.
For the finest in jazz, tune in to In Transition with me, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, I feature jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. That's In Transition, Sundays on CHUO FM 89.1.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, and this morning we are listening to songs in recordings from the 1920s through to the 1960s. Next up, we've got the wonderful orchestra, led by Count Basie.
One of the best of the big bands around, and they started out in the 30s, came out of the Kansas City jazz scene, and they had some amazing personnel on board. Count Basie, of course, one of the great jazz pianists. And in the ranks also, Buck Clayton on trumpet and Lester Young on tenor sax, where we will certainly hear Count Basie on this one, and I presume we'll also hear from Mr. Clayton and Mr. Young. It's called Texas Shuffle, and the band recorded it in 1938, and it was written by Herschel Evans.
And following this fantastic orchestra, we're going to hear from Jonah Jones with a small group from 1958. The song is written by Red Evans and Dave Mann, and it's called No Moon At All. Here's Count Basie and Jonah Jones.
Thank you.
we're coming to the end of another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Thanks so much for joining me today, and I hope you enjoyed our selection of recordings. We've got one more for you, and we'll get to that in just a moment. Do please stay with us, because Randy's joining us in just a few moments with 2 hours of fantastic jazz for you this afternoon. Do please join me, Stephanie Robinson, again next week for more music from days gone by. And a final song today, we will hear from Bobby Darin from 1962 with the orchestra of Billy May. The song is written by Harry Warren and Matt Gordon, and it's called You'll Never Know.
You'll never know just how much I miss you. You'll never know just how much I care. And if I tried, I still couldn't hide my love for you. I speak your name in my every prayer. If you don't know now, if there is some other way to prove that I love you, I swear I don't know how. You'll never know if you don't know.
That concludes this week's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Please stay with us now for In Transition with Randy McGilligott. 2 hours of great jazz coming up for this afternoon. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and thanks so much for joining me today on I've Heard That Song Before.